My name is Carissa Moser. I am 19 years old. Today is April 1st, 2019. I'm speaking with Krista Moser, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Richland, Pennsylvania. Who is the love of your life?
My cat. Honestly, I like her just a little bit more than my boyfriend. Just a little bit. But, I mean, if we're talking about humans, then, yeah, definitely my boyfriend.
That's cute. When did you know your boyfriend was the one?
8th grade. Well, I guess 9th grade when we first dated, but 8th grade.
How did you know? How did you know?
Because he likes me, so I like him. Pretty much it. But, I mean, like, in 9th grade, it was just, you know, like, seeing him with other girls made me upset. Yeah.
That's cute. High school cute, you know? How did you meet? So you met in high school?
Yeah.
But do you know, like, specifically how you met?
Oh, like, I guess, was it 5th or 6th grade? I can't remember now. When he first started going to school, because he was homeschooled before, and, he said he liked me right away, but we just sat at the lunch table, same lunch table together, because it was me, my friend, and then somebody else, it was Sam. Sam Flora.
It was his best friend.
Yeah, his best friend, and we just kind of sat all at the same table together at lunch, so that's pretty much it.
So not too, it's cute, but you know nothing like.
Yeah.
But it's cute. It's cute. So describe your first date.
I want to say it was the movies. Yeah, pretty sure. We went to see, yeah, I can't remember if it was Bowling or if it was to the movies. I'm pretty sure it was to the movies. Because we had our first kiss then.
Oh. Yeah. Who did it first?
Him. We were sitting there for a while. It was pretty awkward.
What was the first thing you noticed about him? What was your first impression? That's a better way of saying that. What was your first impression?
I don't even know. Because, like, I don't really remember too much from, like, 5th grade and stuff like that. It's not like we had any classes together because it's elementary school. But, in high school, like, when we were, like, actually friends and stuff, it was just, like, it was funny, really. Not like the other weird kids.
So he's different.
Yeah. Hmm. He wasn't like annoying funny. He was like actually funny funny. Mm-hmm.
So he made you laugh.
Yeah.
That's cute. Share some lessons you have learned from your relationship.
It's okay to fight. What it is, every now and then, it's fine. Get a little frustration out, but it's fine. Not, like, serious fighting.
That's actually kind of a good lesson. It's okay to fight. It's a good lesson.
Yeah, like, one fight shouldn't be the end of everything type of thing. It's just get over it. Fighting's a good way to communicate, so. I mean, okay, maybe. I didn't mean like that. Not like communicating all the time. But it's like if somebody's, you know, angry at you, maybe
it's good to express your feelings.
Yeah.
Maybe there's better way to do it, but.
Yeah, but I mean like, you know, like.
It's better not to fight than to fight. I mean, it's better to fight than not to talk at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
So
then what would you say is the key to a strong relationship? Communication?
Yeah. communication. Everybody says it. Everybody that's been in a long-term relationship before says the key to a good relationship is communication.
And then this is a great topic for my
Yeah.
communication stuff. It's great. I'm leaving
Yeah,
that in
I've
there.
been with him for almost 5 years now, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Been 5 years this summer. Sometime. Sometime this year.
So what are one of your happiest memories together or moments?
All of them.
All of them. Do you have like a specific one, like one really special one?
Just, I don't know, not really, because it's just like watching his face when he plays video games and stuff like that, because he always makes really funny faces and things like that. I just like those little moments when they don't know you're watching them, and you are.
They like the creepy moments.
Almost a little bit.
I have a feeling you like to watch him when he sleeps. I'm just kidding. So yeah, what's one of your like favorite stories? Do you have a favorite story then? Versus like just a favorite memory. I mean, those are sort of the same, but like.
I think so. I don't really do much together. We don't like go out to parks or anything like that, or go on dates.
Yeah, you guys are very homebodies.
Yeah. Pretty much it. Yeah, we don't go on dates a whole lot, so it doesn't, yeah. Sorry, I said it's a favorite moment or story.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So you say you've been together 5 years? Did you ever have any like major like bumps in the relationship?
I mean, yeah, in a way.
Oh. Like any big fights?
Yeah. I guess, but I mean, that was mostly just me.
Because I feel like when you like, you always hear in relationships or it's like break up one time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably never really broke up. More just like me saying, I'm going to break up with you if you don't do something. But that sounds like really manipulative, but it wasn't like manipulative type of thing. It's more just like, like, I don't know what else
Drama.
to
You're
do.
dramatic.
Yeah, just being very dramatic. He gets it, though.
Don't think I have a minimum. Thank you for talking to me.
Sure thing.
It was very nice to hear about you and Sean's relationship. I never actually ask you like deep questions like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh no, I just recorded all of that what you just said.